write it down. Ritz-Carlton employees, Credit Suisse executives, and Sam Walton all recorded their observations unfailingly. Writing down your thoughts and observations and keeping them in a readily accessible place are necessary habits of the hunt. That's partly because most of us do not have photographic memories, but also because ideas tend to arrive in bits and pieces that need to be put together over time. And it's easy to forget a fragment that, standing alone, seems unimportant. You can do more with your notes than just preserve your observations, however. You can begin editing those observations, weeding out the ones that truly seem unimportant, and keeping those that are more relevant to your projects and goals. In fact, recording is one of the first tangible steps toward assembling ideas. Perhaps you'll connect something you heard at a PTA meeting to something you learned in a training program at work. Furthermore, over time, your notes create another valuable resource, an archive of your old ideas and impressions. Thomas Edison was a tireless note-taker. He recorded his thoughts in more than 2,500 notebooks, most of which were at least 200 pages long. Through Edison's use of notebooks, writes his great-grandniece, Sarah Miller Caldicott, together with Michael J. Gelb, the tangible world of experimentation met the intangible world of imagination. Edison made notes freely, often with rough sketches of incipient ideas or just fragments related to an extensive array of technologies. He would capture his thoughts about products he was developing for the telegraph or railway industries, and eventually connect these and other observations to form the basic ideas for something new, like the phonograph. Edison wrote down everything he felt was worth jotting down, but he didn't feel pressure to organize the fragments immediately or unite them into an idea right away. He let the process develop naturally over a period of days, months, years. One day in 1888, the pioneering nature photographer Edward Muybridge went to see Edison, bringing along some of his photos depicting animals in motion. At the time, Edison was looking to improve the phonograph, and he made note of the following intention: to experiment on an instrument that does for the eye what the phonograph does for the ear. Kathleen McCullough, writing about this in Atlantic Monthly in 1995, explained, "He went on to describe the parallel between the spiral of images that make up what we now call film and the spiral grooves of the phonograph record." A few years later, the first motion picture camera evolved from these observations. Keeping a daily notebook is not for everyone, but there are numerous alternatives for tracking your insights and observations. Some people tuck a sheet of notepaper with their jottings into a file folder related to an applicable project. Others attach a sticky note to the edge of a computer screen or onto a bulletin board. Still others shoot emails to themselves with clear subject headings, or store thoughts in a BlackBerry, or keep a running log of ideas in a word processing file. Many do all of the above, and more. Timing is important. It's best to make a note when the observations are fresh, preferably in real time. Otherwise, they may fade or evaporate altogether. Another unfortunate possibility is that you might remember the idea with enough clarity, but only after missing a great opportunity to use it. The U.S. Army uses an observational method with its Center for Army Lessons Learned. The center's observation teams, typically deployed with the first troops in an operation, look for problems and threats as well as opportunities. Just as important, they record what they see on the spot. Analysts at the center's headquarters in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, then interpret the data in close conversation with teams on the ground. They issue warnings and offer guidance to field units through the center's website, often within hours, and post new lessons a few days later. Such was the flow of observation during the wars in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s, when one of the first teams discovered that snow-covered roads were likely to have hidden mines. Speedy recording and sharing of the information was essential. As one military official told Harvard University's David Garvin, "It would be a shame if a soldier in one battalion made the same mistake tomorrow that was made in a different battalion today." For most people, failing to put a fresh thought on paper probably won't trigger severe consequences. More likely, it'll result in passing up a chance to boost efficiency or otherwise enhance the job they're doing. Driving home after a late-day meeting, you might have a rush of ideas about a report you'll be submitting next month. Those thoughts will probably come in handy when you open the file again in a few weeks and start the drafting. But they won't be there if they're not recorded, and you might not be able to recall them in helpful detail at that point if you had a million other things to do and remember since then. Working in an organization that supplies structure for observation and recording obviously makes the process easier. But don't forget that at the root of it all is an individual who is in the habit of noticing things and moving quickly to put those sightings into play. "The technology serves us well," a Ritz-Carlton manager said, referring to the company's well-organized observation system. "But it is our people who work at listening, so that we can record the customer's every want and need." He added, "We have one guest who appreciates having 7 boxes of Kleenex placed about his room. But it is important to keep in mind that it was an attentive person in housekeeping who discovered that we had a guest with severe allergies who needed those tissues."